Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua insights into the Daf Shir. Today's Daf is Meseches Chagiga Daf Yerches. It's being learned Zechus, all the Cholim, amongst Klal Yisrael and the world, and Zechus of all those who are healthy, that they should remain healthy. And the topic is the enigma of the day after Shavuos. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to begin kind of continuing on with the topic that we discussed last week, and that was what was done as far as the Karbanos are concerned on Shavuos. Last week, we found ourselves in a Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin, which told us, I'm not going to go into the Mishnah inside, but I'll give you the basic concept. And the basic concept, of course, is that, of course, we are obligated on Yontif to bring a series of Karbanos, Olas Re'iya, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, when needed. And the Mishnah relates a machlokas between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai as to whether one is permitted to bring the Olas Re'iya on Yontif itself. The reason for the machlokas is, while everybody would agree that Shechita on Yontif is definitely allowed for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, for eating, the question is, what about Shechita for the purpose of a Karban? So Beis Shammai learns, Lachem means Lachem belola gavoa, for you and not for the Beis HaMikdash and not for people. And Beis Hillel has other in different interpretations as discussed in the Maseches Beitza in terms of how to learn out other ways to understand the Lachem, be it as it may. What would happen is that according to Beis Shammai, so when would you offer those karbanos? Those karbanos we brought on the day after Shavuos, known as Yom HaTavoach. Yom HaTavoach, the day after, the day of the sacrifice, right afterwards. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin happens to mention, incidentally, that while Beis Hillel does not necessarily require Yom HaTavoach, nonetheless, Beis Hillel is not against a Yom HaTavoach. And in fact, we learned in the Gemara, starting on Daf Yud Zayin with Beis, freaking away up to the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, our Daf, that Shavuos, in fact, does have 6 days of Tashlumen added on to the actual day of Yontif itself. Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, however, mentioned that in light of a long historical dispute with the Sadducees or the Tzedokim, should Shavuos come and fall out on a Shabbos, bringing the Yom HaTavoach, right? So Shavuos fall out on a Shabbos where both according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, one would not be allowed to bring their individual karbanos on that yontif. So should Shavuos fall out on a Shabbos, requiring everybody to bring their karbanos on Sunday, the Yom HaTavoach, the Mishnah points out that they went out of their way to matir that day in Hesped and Tanis, that you're allowed to give a eulogy, you're allowed to fast on those days. The Gemara mentions that the Kohen Gadol would not wear his special begadim, Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, as to whether that refers to his Yontif Dika clothes, or whether, according to Tosos, it refers to the fact that he wouldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash with his Big Day Kahuna. Be as it may, we see from the Gemara over there, we see from the Mishnah over there, that we treated, basically, Yom HaTavoach as a weekday, in order to dispel the notion of the Tzedukim that Shavuos actually came out on a Sunday. So the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph brings down the following contradiction. The Gemara says, I'll read it to you, it's the last four lines, V'hatan Yemaisa Umeis Alachsa B'Lud. I have to be, unfortunately, a man named Alachsa died in Lud. V'niknesu Kol Yisrael L'Sopto. And Kol Yisrael came to give a eulogy for him. Vilohinichum, Rabbi Tarfon did not allow them to give the eulogy because it was the day of Yontif of Shavuos. And the Gemara says, wait a second, Shavuos? Yomtov Salkadaitach? You're telling me that the Levaya was on Shavuos itself? Ibi Yomtov Mika Asu, would they come to have such a Levaya on Shavuos? Clearly not, they wouldn't have the Yontif Levaya on Yontif. Ella rather, Ema Sheyomtov Ochaya, that it was Yom Tavoach. So what do we see? We see that Rabbi Tarfon did not allow Hespedim and Tainis on, or Hespedim and consequently Tainis on Yom Tavoach, which goes and is now Soser, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that when Yom Tavoach was on Shabbos, we went out of our way I'm sorry, when Yom Tovah came out on a Sunday, we went out of our way to fast and to give Hespedim on that particular Yom Tovah. And now we see that Rabbi Tarfon did not allow it. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha. Kan bi Yom Tov Shechalios achar HaShabbos, kan bi Yom Tov Shechalios b'Shabbos. That when do we say that Yom Tovah is allowed in Hespedim time is, that's when Yom Tov and Yom Tovah is on a Sunday, and that's only because we want to dispel the notions of the Tzedukim. But if Shavuos comes out on any other day of the week, comes out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday, or a Sunday also, actually, forgot the Sunday, Shavuos comes out on any of those days during the week, so then the Yom HaTiboach afterwards would be ushered Heshbed and Tainus, as it's got the qualities of a Yontif itself. So we want to bring up a question. Okay, so this is the Psak of the Gemara, and this is the Maskan of the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon. We want to ask a question, Rabbi Tarfon. We want to ask a question, though. It would seem that at least on the surface, this Gemara seems to be following a little bit more like Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai is the one who says that Yom HaTiboach is a real significant day as far as Karbonos is concerned. In fact, Yom HaTiboach is the day to bring the Karbonos on Shavuos. Right? The whole paradox of Beis Shammai, in a way, is that you would not be allowed to offer the Karbonos of Shavuos on Shavuos itself. So he's the one that really requires Yom HaTiboach. Beis Hillel doesn't require Yom HaTiboach. Beis Hillel says that Yom HaTiboach is there just in case, but you don't really necessarily need it. So furthermore, the Mechaber brings down in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalet Halacha Gimel Osr Lis Anos B'motzei Chag HaShavuos, that one is not allowed to fast on the day after Shavuos. And the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, explains why is it so? Is because Kishechal Atzeres B'Shabbos Haya Yom. Okay, sorry. Kishechal Atzeres B'Shabbos Haya Yom Zavichas Karbanos Achar HaShabbos V'Hu Kein Yom Tov. Clearly, it's because of Yom HaTiboach. So we're left with the possibility that, or we're left with the question though, that clearly there is a concept of Yom HaTiboach. Now, there are two ways we can get out of this question. One way that we can get out of this question is to possibly give a different teretz as to why the Mechaber says you can't fast after Shavuos. And in order to do that, I wanted to bring up a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah is found on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, towards the top of the Amud. And I read the Gemara now. The Gemara tells us, four lines down, actually, on the first line, just a very large quote. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, V'Rav Yochan Mishum Rabbi Shimon HaMachozi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan HaMakosi. Kol Ha'osa Isr L'Chag, somebody who does an Isr L'Chag B'Achilu V'Shasiya. We'll have to see what that means, but somebody, literally it means somebody ties the holiday, or binds the festival, with eating, festive eating, and festive drinking. Mala alav hakasuv, the pasuk treats him ki ilubana bizbeach, as if he built an altar. Vihikriv alav karbon, and he sacrificed a karbon on this altar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yisru chag bavosim, bind up the festival with hadasim branches at karnas hamizbeach until on the corners of the mizbeach. Okay, so that's what it says. Kol osa isru lachag, binds up the festival with eating and drinking. What does exactly that mean? Binds up the festival. So Rashi brings two pshatim. The first pshat that Rashi brings down, b'chilu v'shisiya, shikari l'chag onik b'maychav v'mishtad, that he treats Yontif in a proper way. He gives proper kavod. He gives proper food. Doesn't sit down and have a peanut butter sandwich and say, this is my sudas Yontif. No, he comes and has fancy roast, a fancy bottle of wine, some nice steaks. And that's how he observes the holidays. And we see that somebody who observes the holidays like that is considered as if they built up the mizbeach. But then Rashi gives a second pshat. V'yesh omrim, Yom Shela Achar HaChag. This refers to the day after the festival, meaning on the day after Yontif itself, instead of just going back home and going back into your regular activities, rather, what does he do? What he does is he comes and treats that day also with a little bit more machal mishta, a little bit of more festivity, treating the Isru Chag as a very special day. Now, interestingly enough, one could suggest that this could be the reason why the Mechaber himself would say that you don't fast the day after Shavuos, because maybe it's Isru Chag. Now, the way to go ahead and test whether this is true, so I heard this from Rav Aryeh Stern, Shlita, who I believe was one of the Rambam at Shiva Karen B'Yavin in Eretz Yisrael. The way to test it is to look in the Shulchan Aruch by the other Yom Tovim. So we do. We don't have any record when it comes after Sukkos. But interestingly, we have in Hilchos Pesach, Simin Tov Kaf Tes, Sif Beis, we have the Ramah say something interesting, where the Ramah says, V'noagim laharbos ketzas ba'achilo v'shesia b'yom achar hachag. And what happens is, what we're saying over here is that there's a minute to have a little bit more su'ud on the day after the festival, v'hu isru chag, and this is what is called isru chag. Now, interestingly enough, while you might want to say that you could, while you might want to say that we can answer up for the Ramah that there is a concept of Isru Chag, and therefore one should be allowed to, to fast and have a hesped on the days after Yontif, the Mechaber doesn't bring it down. Interestingly enough, some of the Nosekele Mishnah Berura do bring it down. The Vilna Gaon does bring it down. It's brought down the Mishnah Berura. And it would seem that the idea is that it could be this concept of not fasting on Isru Chag is not a Shavuistic in Indian, but rather, according to those Achronim, it happens to be a Din in Isru Chag. But the Mechaber doesn't mention that. It's not mentioned in the Mechaber at all, which would seem to imply that the Mechaber does have this concept of while you are allowed to fast, according to the Mechaber, after Pesach, albeit the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's Nisan, so that we don't necessarily bring that down, or the concept of Yehuda, did you wash your hands? And the idea, right, still the Mechaber himself, though, does not mention it. So we could bring down another possible teretz. And to explain, so why would it then that the Mechaber is saying this idea of Yom HaTiboach seems to be following like Beis Shammai? But the truth of the idea is that the Tosos Rid asked this question, and the Tosos Rid, not asking the question on the Mechaber, obviously, because the Mechaber lived after him, but the Tosos Rid was asking the kasha within Rabbeinu Tarfon. I wanted to know why, according to Rabbi Tarfon, do you say that there's a recognition of Yom HaTiboach? So the Rabbi Tosos Rid writes down that says that even though Beis Hillel doesn't need a Yom HaTiboach, the truth of the matter is, Me'ikar HaDin, you don't need it. Nonetheless, practically, it was very difficult to have a Shavuos without a Yom HaTiboach. Because to think about it for a second, every single person in Klal Yisrael who was going to the Beis HaMikdash, and we've got to be talking about thousands of people, all of them are going to be able to bring these Korbanos on one particular day. That doesn't seem to be the case. So therefore, one would say that even according to Beis Hillel, we want to recognize the concept of Yom HaTiboach. Now, you might ask, well, if this is the case, then what about the idea of the rest of the week? I mean, after all, we happen to mention that the days of Karbanos, right, were brought all week. We don't seem to have any record of in halacha that you're not allowed to give a hesped or to fast the rest of the days. I know there is a minhag out there that some don't say tachanun for the duration of those particular days, but still, the iser hesped and the iser tainus, those don't seem to apply at all. And in fact, it is brought down in some of the poskim that those who don't say tachanun for the duration of the 7 days, well, then they won't do Hesped and Tainus either. There are those, I believe, who will do Hesped and Tainus, but the question is why, according to the Ramah, who mentions the concept of not saying Tachanun, right? V'inomim Tachanun mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan ar Chesbo, dahainu achar Isru Chag, why does the Ramah not mention the other days, and the teretz that's brought down, the name of the rid, is that, again, the idea being that while most of the people would bring their korbanos on the first day of Yontif, or Yontif itself, or Yom HaTiboach, there were far fewer people that used the entire time of bringing their korbanos during the Yemei Tashlumin. After all, we're talking about the Kotzer season, we're talking about a time where it's very, very busy, and people have to get back to work to get back for after Yontif. So to conclude, let's review what we have over here. We have our Gemara bringing down the following point, that Yom HaTiboach is Be'ikar HaDin Aser Behesped V'Tainis. We only matered it Behesped V'Tainis to take to disprove its Tzukim when it came out on a Sunday. The question is, the day after Shavuos, today, is it Aser because of being like a remembrance of Yom HaTiboach? That's how the Rambam wants this, that's how the Chabra wants to say. Or is it a concept of maybe Ishruchag? That's how the Mishnah of Lamelech, that's how the Vilna Gaon want to say. Which, of course, again, being a little bit stronger, it's definitely stronger if it is because of the Yom HaTiboach as opposed to Ishruchag. Ishruchag is not really mentioned in the Gemara, maybe mentioned in passing, according to Rashi, as opposed to Yom HaTiboach is mentioned in the Gemara. What we do hope is that, as Hashem, we will be able to see Binyan Beis HaMikdash and practice this halacha, that our Yom HaTiboach will not just be a day of simply marked by no tachnun, but rather it will also be marked by the bringing of the karbanos on this Shavuos b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.